Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know we talk about it all the time. Child obesity has more than doubled between 1980 and 2012, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention call it an epidemic. We've been calling it that for a while now on our pediatric show for the American Academy of Pediatrics and our sports medicine show with the American College of Sports Medicine. We do all kinds of shows, and we talk about this child obesity epidemic that's going on, and we've been blaming a lot of it on video games and sitting and junk food and all these other things. But what if video games could actually help kids lose weight? In this news story, a new study by a group of Louisiana researchers is showing how they can actually play a big role in children's health, the video games. And we've talked a little bit about some of the video games, Dance Dance Machine or tennis, baseball. And I've often pointed out that kids have learned how to do some of these things, the sports ones, just by sitting on the couch and flicking their wrists around. They've actually figured out how to play the game without getting up. But some of the video games require you to step on a pad to get up. And there's a study going on where there's a young boy, he's 12 years old, and he wants to get in shape. So he's doing this dance type game. And the researchers are collecting vital information as a part of the study to see whether these video games can actually help him lose weight. So they purchased Xbox and asked Jerry and some other kids to play for an hour, three nights a week. After 6 months, they'll measure his weight, blood pressure, cholesterol. And for support, the kids have to play with a family member. So I think what this tells us is that getting up, moving around, now we don't have the results yet, but we pretty much can predict what they're going to say. And especially with the support part, because I think when you've got kids getting up, dancing around, jumping around, whatever it is they're doing, and somebody from the family does it with them, mother, father, sibling, it is that support. We all need support when we're trying to lose weight. I think that's key, absolutely key. So we'll keep an eye on this research study because I think parents need to know that there are ways that video games can actually have a positive influence on our children as opposed to the negative. And now in this story, a mobile app that's been downloaded more than 100,000 times to measure blood pressure is wrong 8 out of 10 times, the medical researchers say. The smartphone app called Instant Blood Pressure was sold as a health app, and it claimed to be able to measure blood pressure when a person places their cell phone on their chest and covers the built-in camera lens with a finger. The app was pulled off the market in July of 2015, but it's still usable on phones that have already downloaded it. And so similar apps are being sold in stores, but patients and people that are using this need to know that this app is wrong 8 out of 10 times. The scientists compared the app's blood pressure measurements to measurements on an automated blood pressure cuff. With 85 volunteer, and more than half said they had hypertension, and 91% reported taking medication to control their blood pressure. But this app was very inaccurate. It was about 10 to 12 millimeters off in mercury on folks on the average. Off by 12 points is a lot. That's the difference between borderline blood pressure issues and actual high blood pressure. I think that that's something that patients need to know, and I think that when you're recording your blood pressure with anything but a standard, here I go, sphygmomanometer or blood pressure cuff, see, I can say that word, a standard blood pressure cuff records it accurately. It's in millimeters of mercury, and on my bottom of the hour trending, I'm going to explain blood pressure to you. I'm going to explain what it means, what it's talking about, what those measurements mean, what those numbers mean. So just know that this story is important in many ways because it's saying the things that people are doing, which they thought they're doing to keep good track of their health, are really not working, and because it's an app. So look for the bottom of the hour trending. We'll talk about it. This is Melanie Cole.